All right, folks, welcome back to The Stoic Life. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's be real, today's topic hits close to home. We're diving into mindful eating, a practice that sounds kind of fancy, but is honestly more about being present than anything else. And trust me, in this crazy world of notifications and deadlines, being present feels like a superpower, right? Ever find yourself shoveling down food while scrolling through your phone? You know that feeling when you finish your meal and have absolutely no memory of actually tasting it? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to enjoy your food more, feel more satisfied, and even support your overall well-being just by paying a little extra attention? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your relationship with food. First off, ditch the distractions. This means putting down your phone, turning off the TV, and shutting out those social media notifications for at least part of your meal. Seriously, give your taste buds a chance to shine. It's like giving yourself permission to truly savor every bite. When was the last time you really focused on the textures, aromas, and flavors of your food? Think about it. Is a juicy steak sizzling in the pan actually as delicious if you're simultaneously trying to answer emails? Probably not. Number 2, engage all your senses. Look at those beautiful colors on your plate. Notice the steaming aroma that fills the air. Feel the texture of the food between your fingers before you even take a bite. And of course, let those taste buds come alive. Mindful eating is about appreciating the whole experience, not just swallowing down calories. It's like turning each meal into a mini celebration of life, one delicious bite at a time. Now slow down. I know, sometimes we're in a rush, but trust me on this one. Take smaller bites, chew thoroughly, and really savor the flavors. Eating too quickly doesn't just make you miss out on the enjoyment, it can also lead to overeating. Think of your meals as moments to recharge, not fuel stops for a busy day. The 4th key takeaway is to listen to your body. Pay attention to those fondness cues, that subtle feeling that tells you you're satisfied. Don't feel pressured to clean your plate if you're already full. It's okay to stop when you're comfortably satisfied, not stuffed. We all have different needs, and listening to our bodies is key to a healthy relationship with food. Lastly, practice gratitude. Take a moment before your meal to appreciate the food in front of you, where it came from, who prepared it, and the nourishment it provides. This simple act of gratitude can make a world of difference in how we approach and enjoy our meals. It's like remembering that each bite is a gift, not just fuel. Let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're having lunch at your favorite cafe. You order your usual sandwich and fries, but this time, you make a conscious effort to slow down, savor every bite, and truly appreciate the flavors. You notice the crunch of the lettuce, the tanginess of the mustard, the warmth of the bread, all those little details that often get lost in the hustle and bustle of our day. You listen to your body and stop eating when you feel comfortably satisfied, even though there's still food on your plate. And finally, you take a moment to express gratitude for the delicious meal, the friendly service, and the simple pleasure of enjoying a good lunch break. Now, imagine doing this with every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It might seem like a small change at first, but over time, mindful eating can have a profound impact on your well-being, both physically and mentally. You'll not only enjoy your food more, but also feel more in tune with your body's needs and develop a healthy relationship with food overall. Remember, folks, this isn't about deprivation or perfection. It's about bringing intentionality to something we do every single day, eating. It's about finding that sweet spot between nourishing our bodies and enjoying the process. So go ahead, give mindful eating a try. Your taste buds and your whole self will thank you for it. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. I'm always eager to hear how this practice is impacting your lives. Until next time, stay stoic and keep those plates clean.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.